As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is arising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got coffee on the table. Why do we have our coffee on the table this morning? I usually have breakfast on my table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. I was getting a little bit of echo there. I had my pot too high. Welcome to the Thursday, April the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as I turn my brain on and my tongue, too. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web, vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. You might check those two sites out today. My name is William Roberts, in a particularly good mood, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. Or you can pick up the telephone and call now for those with unlimited long distance. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's VOCALLOCAL.ORG. host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Always enjoy getting your notes, your cards, your letters, and other interesting things, DVDs, many things have found their way into my post box. I appreciate it. It helps me to stay connected with the audience. And here's a big shout out to Liberty, Radio Liberty and Micro 1650 AM. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, our websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065. And the Oracle chat room is open. Gold advances into the $890 territory as the ETFs redefine the gold markets. We'll go there, visit that today. From Bible to bullets, anarchy as a political belief system. We'll continue in that direction as well for much of the broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, April the 23rd, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up above the $890 mark, trading at $894.10. Silver was up 13 cents, trading at $12.45. Platinum was flat at $1,169. Palladium off $2 to $229. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday down 82.99 at 7,886.57, so trading under and well under the 8,000 mark again. The NASDAQ up 2.27 points yesterday, closing at 1,646.12. The USDX off 25 basis points, pretty high though, trading at 86.01. Crude oil, that light sweet crude, up 61 cents a barrel, trading at 49.46. Of course, we're seeing prices in the diesel fuel area around $1.99 here in southwest Missouri at the pump. So that's going to help out some of the haymakers that are already out working the fields. The lows and the highs in the spot market so far today, 889.30 for a low, 896.40 for a high, a spread of about $7. As you see this band tightening and tightening, it's almost flatlining. We'll be picking it up on the other side of this broadcast, or this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we're back here on the Thursday, April the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our first hour of the day. Coming to you again Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, a little website, vocallocal.org. You might check it out. My name is William Roberts. I do have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. We're going to go into that. Let's go back and pick up where we left off in the financials here. For Thursday, April the 23rd, 2009, active trading out of New York City at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 1 hour ago, gold was up $3.40, trading at $894.10. So that's creeped back over that $890 level. And if you've been following along this broadcast and watching it for yourself, you'll see that we're in a very narrow band. It's about a $7 to $15 range. So we're not seeing anything wild, no wild swings in the gold spot market. Things are very steady, very cautious, very careful, and building a lot of support in that area. Again, the lows and the highs in the spot market today, 889.30 for a low, 896.40 for a high. We're off about $10.60 year to year from last year. If you had purchased gold last year, you'd have paid $10.60 more for it at this time last year. So we've seen about a 1.17% decline. But again, every day those numbers are different. It all depends on where the market was a year ago. But overall, things are not looking too bad considering we've got a major amount of inflation going on right now. The spot market's going to close in 7 hours. Let's go into that foreign exchange, that little basket of currencies we've been following. Canadian dollar up a little bit, now trading at 81 cents U.S. The Mexican peso strongly at 88 cents 8 cents, so you can fill up your pockets with pesos for 8 cents apiece. There's 13.2305 pesos per dollar. The euro, up a little bit stronger again, $1.30. The British pound was the big mover today, now $1.46. So that's your basket of currencies. You put the U.S. dollar in there, stir it up, and you get the new world economic order. What an order it will be, no doubt. Following one of my favorite topics these days, I think one of the most important things happening in the gold market, let's go to London and look at Reuters, April the 23rd. The update one, this is gold-backed ETF inflows at 456 tons in the first quarter, says the World Gold Council. Gold-backed exchange-traded funds saw inflows of 456 tons worldwide in the first quarter of 2009 against a total of 321 for the whole of the previous year. Notice the difference. In the first quarter of 2009, they picked up and added to their storehouse 456 tons of gold. Last year, in the year entire year, they picked up 321 and added to their storehouse, so we can see a substantial move into the gold markets by these ETFs. And this is all from the World Gold Council, and they're deeply tied to the SPDR Gold Trust. Marcus Grubb, the Managing Director of Investment Research and Marketing at the World Gold Council. Have you visited their website yet, folks? You might look that up. Just go ahead and Google it up and go in and look at World Gold Council. Also go into the SPDR Gold Trust, and you'll see that they're interlinked, they're joined at the hip, if you will. Seems that they might have some kind of a relationship that we need to be very aware of. I'm certainly watching it. Here's a quote from Marcus Grubb. You're seeing a shift in the dynamic of the gold market, he said. And I agree with that. ETF, here's another quote. ETF investment is in its infancy, and so is gold investments, he said. Most allocations of gold are zero. I don't understand that. You would only need a small shift in allocations to gold in segments of private and institutional wealth where they are not currently invested to have a major impact when mining supply is only 2,400 tons a year. Remember, we've been following and adding it up and keeping a tally or a tote board as the SPDR Gold Trust moves over 1,500 tons into their custodial care, if you will. They claim to have it physical. Do they? That's to be determined. But when mining supply is only about 2,400 tons a year and they're picking up 1,500 tons and adding it to their warehouse, they're major players. We're not talking about the little kid down the street with the stick and the ball, you know. Here's another quote from Marcus Grubb, the managing director. He says, you would only need a small shift in allocations to gold in segments of private and institutional wealth where they're currently not invested to have a major impact. And so I repeat that because we're looking at all of the various government agencies around the world, particularly in the United States, however, that have invested their assets in the marketplaces. You know, all of these government employees, we see perhaps as many as 8 out of every 10 people derive all or part of their income from government sources. Almost every one of the various and sundry people that are employed by the government have pensions, they have health care, they have all of these benefits packages, and their fund managers are in the marketplaces. And so if they are clearly the number one employer in the United States of America, and they're running most of the wealth, and their fund managers start to get an idea that they should be into gold, watch out, watch those prices. Pay attention. He said gold supply was likely to be supported by scrap inflows. Now, we've seen a little bit of that, but scrap inflows don't really amount to all that much, which he said will probably head above 1,500 tons this year. Well, that's more than I thought. Offsetting flat or slightly declining mine supply. So basically, this idea of selling the scrap in, we went through all those articles out of India and other places, even reportedly from the United States, selling scrap gold, those broken bracelets and other things back into the marketplace, granny's earrings and things, selling all that scrap gold back in was darn near this, you know, as much as they took out of the ground. It's one of the reasons why we follow the gold. You know, they ain't really making no more of the stuff. We got to go find it, and it's getting harder to find. The growth in investment, here's another quote, is extremely strong. It is being led to some extent by the ETFs. People are worried about the financial system. They're worried about the credit. They're worried about the issuance of paper, the bailouts. And many investors we talk to think that this is going to create inflationary pressure in the world economy in the future. Well, I would hope they could say that. Certainly, if they're investors, they might think that way. You need an inflation hedge in your portfolio, and that is causing people to buy gold. So we've heard these kinds of comments from the various gold bugs for years, but now we're seeing it, you know, in mainstream news. And the big fund managers are starting to look at it as well. Will gold go higher? Will it go back over 1,000? Will it go firmly above 1,000, go to 1,500 or higher? It may very well do that. Here's another article off Bloomberg. Bob Willis, U.S. initial job claims rose 2,700 to 640,000 last week. Now, we've seen this 640,000 to 700,000 number quite often over the past year, but we see we're adding another 27,000 unemployed to the list. The number of Americans filing first-time applications for unemployment insurance rose last week to 640,000 as forecast. While total benefit rolls reached a new record, a sign companies remain in the job-cutting mode. Initial jobless claims increased by 27,000 in the week that ended April the 18th from a revised 613,000 the prior week. The Labor Department said in Washington Today, the number of people staying on the jobless benefit rose by 93,000 to 6,000,114. So the 12th straight week, the figure has set new records. Folks, a lot of people are losing their jobs. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Okay, so we can see that the bread lines are forming, folks, all over America, and it's not going to get any better. I'm confident this is going to get much worse, and it's not a real cheerful bit of news to bring to the airwaves. Nevertheless, let's go back and finish out this article. Bob Wills, Bloomberg, April 23rd. Here's a quote. Claims are consistent with deep job losses for at least several more months. Zach Pandel, P-A-N-D-L, Pandel, huh? An economist at the Nomura Securities International Inc. in New York said before the report, here's a quote, weakness in the labor market and its knock-on effect on income really is the main hurdle for a sustained recovery. A sustained recovery. These guys like, it's almost a, well, it's beyond a religion. It's a mantra with these folks. You know, they've got to get this word sustained in, even if they have to break their arm to do it. Estimates in the Bloomberg News survey of 43 economists range from 610,000 to 700,000 in initial claims. That's a gob and a bunch, you know. That's a couple of guys standing outside. You multiply those numbers by four and five and six. You know, that's all the haircuts, all the shaves, all the car washes, all the oil changes. All the other people who are impacted whenever one guy goes out of work. You know, that's all the eggs, two eggs, scrambled hash browns and whole wheat toast and a big slice of pecan pie, a la mode, down at the local cafe in the morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning. Then there's the gal that slings the hash. She doesn't get a tip. It's widespread. Widespread, 6.14 million people unemployed. The 12th straight week, that figure has set a record. Estimates in the Bloomberg News survey of 43 economists range from 610,000 to 700,000 initial claims. Initial claims. Claims for the prior week were revised from an initially reported 610,000. Four-week moving average of initial claims, a less volatile measure, fell to 646,750 from 651,000. That's a lot of folk. How many young men have got a young wife and one or two children sitting at home, and he's sitting there now on the couch with his head in his hands trying to figure out where the next meal is going to come from or how they're going to pay the rent, how they're going to pay for their car, how they'll pay their utilities, how they'll stay on the Internet so they can hear these broadcasts, folks, it impacts us all. The jobless rate among people eligible for benefits rose 0.1 percentage points to 4.6%, the highest since January of 1983. In the week ended April 11th. This data are reported with a one-week lag. Let's look at it, the states and territories. 25 states and territories repeated an increase in new claims for the week ended April 11th, while 28 reported a decrease. So it's about a 50-50 split. You know, a nation equally divided. A nation equally divided. So easy to rule. Initial jobless claims reflect weekly firings and tend to rise as job growth, measured by the month of non-farm payrolls, slows or falls. The Labor Department reports payrolls on May 8th, so we'll look for that. Make a note of that. We'll check that on May 8th. Watch the markets on that time period. If these reports continue to come in grim like this, we could see major fluctuations in the marketplace. The U.S. lost 663,000 jobs last month, Labor said April 3rd. And the unemployment rate jumped to 8.5%, the highest level since, again, 1983. Auto industry, they're not spared here. The auto industry is at the forefront of manufacturing job layoffs. General Motors, operating on a $13.4 billion in U.S. government loans, told employees that 1,600 salary workers will be dismissed this week. Who are the salaried employees? A lot of these are the designers, perhaps. Salaried employees. They don't always make, you know, mega bucks, folks. I've worked at engineering companies on salaries off times. It's just another way of saying that you get paid for 40 hours worth of work, but you have to work 60 hours to wear that white shirt and tie and have a nice office. You don't have to be down on the line any longer. 1,600 salaried workers dismissed this week. Combined with 250 earlier job cuts and other resignations and retirements, the moves will complete the bulk of GM's plan for eliminating 3,400 U.S. salaried positions, said Tom Wilkinson, a GM spokesman. These are difficult actions, GM North American President Troy Clark wrote in an email to employees on April the 20th. Given economic realities facing GM, these actions are necessary to help ensure the long-term viability of our company. Better go to church, brethren, get on your knees. long-term viability with GM. They better start bringing their factories back to the United States if they want to stay viable. That's my opinion, not in the article. Here we go. Firings also continue in the battered financial industry, asserts the manager Mason, Inc. This week, it'll cut 40 additional jobs in the U.S. after firing 200 employees in December because of a decline in assets and fees. Well, this is just one of these financial companies. This thing is going to go industry-wide, folks. It's going to go, as they say in the internet world, it's going to go viral. You're going to see people losing their jobs. A lot of these smug SUV soccer moms going to be making a decision between, what do they call it, hot pockets and car payments. I guarantee you that SUV is going to go on the blocks. We've got a Chrysler dealer down here. We've got in southwest Missouri, a Dodge truck dealer out there. He's got a lot, absolutely chuck-a-luck full of trucks and cars. And every time I've ever driven by, I've never seen a customer in the place. I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of inventory he's holding. He's got a bunch. Here's another rather interesting article, a long article. Might go into it for a little while, then we'll dump out of that and go back to our study on anarchy and anarchism. This off of Bloomberg, Harvard's peso doctor, vindicated as Chile currency evades the slump. Sebastian Boyd writes the article April 23rd. Thousands of government workers marched on downtown Santiago last November, burning an effigy of Chilean finance minister Andre Velasco and calling him disgusting as a strike for higher wages paralyzed public services. Interesting, isn't it, Art? Thousands of government workers marched on downtown Santiago last November. You know, we can get a couple people out from time to time for these tea parties and things like that, but these people come out in the droves. Here we go. 5 months later, polls shows that Velasco is President Michelle Bachelet, his most popular minister. During a three-year copper boom, he and Central Bank President Jose de Gregorio set aside $48.6 billion, more than 30% of the country's gross domestic product, that he is now using for tax cuts, subsidies, and cash handouts to poor families. Interesting story, this. It's quite long. What we're talking about here is not some incredible South American, a Chilean, who's all of a sudden doing good things and smart things, but basically what we're talking about is another one of these blue bloods. He only very recently went home to Chile, and we're going to find that he's been basically in the Ivy League Eastern U.S. establishment for some time and is well connected even with the current administration here in the U.S. As below, so above. As above, so below. As in the Northern Hemisphere, so in the Southern Hemisphere. As we all get moved into this idea of the level, moved down to the level of Bolivian peasants. But this chap is doing things that seem to be working for his people. Let's see what more it says. The Chilean peso has risen almost 10% against the dollar this year to become the best performing currency among emerging markets. Well, yeah, you could have the peso raise 10% against the dollar this year, but you're still knocking on the doors of a flat monetary growth with inflation, right? But okay, let's give them that. The country's economy is expected to grow 0.1% in 2009. Well, whether you're talking about a 1%, a 0.1% growth in the economy in the United States or in Chile, you're still talking about going backwards substantially. It's not exactly growth. As the region contracts 1.5% according to the International Monetary Fund, while Chile stashed away copper profits, neighboring Argentina boosted spending when revenue from soybean exports rose. Where do you think those soybeans were going? We'll find out in a minute. Stay with us. We'll be back right here on Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, this is Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and so we're back once again going into this article here. This Harvard's peso doctor vindicated as Chile's currency evades the slump. This Chilean finance minister, Andre Velasco, very interesting fellow here. Let's move into it a little deeper. He says, continuing, where should I pick it up? It's a long article. Let's see. How about this? The current crisis follows a massive regulatory failure in many advanced financial markets over the last decade or so, Velasco said in an interview April 21st in his office overlooking the Presidential Palace in downtown Santiago, 30 miles away. This is another paragraph in here. This is a quote. This is a movie that may be novel to some Americans, but this is a movie that people in other places of the world, Chile included, now we have seen, said Velasco, who is scheduled to meet April the 25th with Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke in Washington. Here's a quote. We know it, how it begins, how it unfolds, and how it ends. Pretty strong words. We know how it begins, how it unfolds, and how it ends, talking about what's going down in South America. Velasco, who runs 30 miles or 48.3 kilometers a week, they have to just throw that in there for the mentally defectives, those of us that don't instantly translate miles or millipasa into kilometers or 1,000 meters. Velasco, who runs 30 miles a week, is the son and grandson of national politicians. You see how inbred this is? He received his higher education while living in the United States. Isn't that typical? After Augusto Pinochet military dictatorship exiled his father from Chile in 1976 for criticizing the regime. What goes around comes around, doesn't it? Velasco earned a bachelor's degree in philosophy and economics in 1982 and a master's in international relations in 1984 at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, while Jorge Bush was picking his nose and playing spitball. According to his resume, he received a doctorate in economics from Columbia University in New York in 1989. Here is a quote. "He knew about politics before he knew about economics," said Patricio Navia, a Chilean political scientist who met Velasco at New York University and still works there. A little bit more about Velasco. You're going to hear more about this fellow. Wouldn't be in the news if he wasn't a mover and shaker in the circle. Policy implications. Velasco taught economics for most of the 1990s at NYU. According to his resume, from 2000 to 2006, he was a professor at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he worked with Lawrence Summers, now U.S. president. That's debatable, Mr. Author. Now Barry the Usurper's National Economic Council director. In this world, here's the quote, "There are some people who are smart. There are some who are practical," said Summers. Andre Velasco is both. Before Summers joined the Obama administration, Velasco said the two men would meet several times a year in Washington and Cambridge. Velasco was always looking for the policy implications of what he was doing, which is very unique, said Guillermo Calvo, a Colombia macroeconomist who hired Velasco as a teaching assistant. Here's a quote from Guillermo. Quote, "He was one of the best, but you always sense he was going to eventually converge to politics." Summers, Calvo, and Velasco will be panelists tomorrow at a seminar in Washington examining the effects of global economic meltdown on Latin America. Don't think we're not linked with Latin America. This is one big family. The Pinochet exiled family. Critics of finance minister's policies include the man who took in a 15-year-old Velasco on the night Pinochet expelled his father in August of 1976. Quote, "He acted like an accountant," close quote, and said Adolfo Zaldivar, a Chilean senator and presidential candidate who clashed repeatedly with Velasco. Here's a quote. "With that amount of excess revenue, he could have stimulated domestic production. He could have been more creative." Well, I'll just jump in there. Reminds me of another story of another man at another time. Critics of the finance minister's policies include the man who took in a 15-year-old Velasco on the night Pinochet expelled his father in August of 76. Go back to another time period near us, 76, only 200 years ago. And we find the West Indies bean counter, rising star in the counting houses in West Indies. Alexander Levine Hamilton swept up out of the West Indies and sent with contributions by people in the community to send him north to get his finishes schooling, and winds up staying up in the north, in the colonies. Alexander Hamilton, the bean counter, the central bank man, the strong central government fellow. Of course, he did some good things. He wrote fairly well. You read his writings in the Federalist Papers. He did have a noodle on his shoulders. But what would America have been like without an Alexander Hamilton, I wonder sometimes. In fact, I wonder often. Chile had about $5.9 billion in treasury holdings when Velasco took a leave from Harvard to become minister in 2006. See how that works, folks? Taking time off to spend time with your family, even if it's Chile. Chile had about, again, $5.9 billion in the treasury holdings when Velasco took a leave from Harvard to become minister in March 2006. By the end of the last year, he and the central bank had $48.6 billion to ease the impact of the slump on Chile's 17 million people. It went from $5.9 billion in treasury holdings to $48.6 billion. I'd say he knew what he was doing. The economy shrank in February by the most since 1999 as industrial production tumbled 11.5%. Commodity-driven swings of boom and bust have defined Latin American economy's history for the past 100 years. That is a cycle, this is a quote, that is a cycle that needs to be ended, Velasco said. We've been out to show that a Latin American country can manage properly and not mismanage a commodity cycle. You save in times of abundance, and you invest in lean times. See a show of hands for the Bible readers in the audience today. How many of you understand who Joseph was? How many of you understand the idea of rising from a dream teller, interpreter, to the Grand Vizier, moving up alongside in the shadow of the Pharaoh, and then acquiring and holding back and creating surpluses in times of boom, and then parceling it out in times of bust? It seems that our man here, Velasco, has read that book in the Bible and applied it. Of course, it was also the Joseph principle that first taxed the bejeebers out of the Egyptians. On the Andean counterpoint across the Andes in Argentina, President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner's popularity plummeted after she tried to increase taxes on soybean exports. Unresolved lawsuits with investors closed access to international credit markets since the country defaulted in 2001. Their country defaulted in 2001. Argentina defaulted in 2001. Are we going to default here? We'll be rereading a news article next year or later this year. The repudiation of the U.S. debt. It's possible. It's certainly likely. As I've mentioned before, I really do enjoy listening to Alfred Adesk, another talk host on a different network at different times. And I've heard him teach on the idea that a debt that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. Of course, Mike Chambers on the Midnight Riders talked about the Jubilee. I've joined him on air and talked about debt repudiation. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of economic soundness to it. There's a legal background to it. We can repudiate the debt, the national debt. We can just simply say that which cannot be repaid will not be repaid. Everyone goes around the board, but nobody can stop it. Go, and nobody can collect $200. This debt is not repayable. Will we go down that road? We might. When Velasco joined Bachelet's new cabinet in March 2006, the price of copper had risen by more than half in 12 months to $2.25 a pound. Don't we remember hearing that? People ripping the copper out of the abandoned houses all around Chicago. As the price of copper went through the roof, people looking at pennies thinking they had more value than the face amount stamped on them. Taxes and profits from state-owned Codelco, the world's largest copper producer. How do you like that? State-owned Codelco? Are the other news writers in other countries going to be talking about state-owned GM? They might be. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us. We'll continue on the other side of this break.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we have returned. Really enjoying the chat room this morning. Folks, if you're not logged on to the chat room in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, you're missing the best bet. What a way to start your morning off. Visiting with all of our friends that come and visit every day with us here. It is great. Okay, well, so anyway, we've gone through all of this nonsense, and there's just a little teeny bit left. Basically, the important part of this article is to draw this distinction and connect the dots between this Chilean Finance Minister Andre Velasco and East Coast America and our economic system. I reported a while back about this Sharia law finance fellow that was giving Sharia law finance 101 classes, within the shadow of the White House. I'm telling you, folks. You know, it's gone beyond global. I mean, we're at a point now where the next thing you know, we'll see it read in the newspaper that the Bowery bum is going to give Mad Dog 2020 lessons to the people in Congress. Some kind of a committee hearing on it or something. But we've gone global with this thing and it's going to get out of hand. But what's happening down in Chile is going to be, in my opinion, kind of pretty much a mirror of what's going to be happening up here, and it certainly is already happening that way, because this guy has been teaching the economic community in the Ivy League for years. So anyway, here's this Andrean counterpoint again. Across the Andes in Argentina, we started in, dropping down. Students went on strike in May of that year, that would be 2006, demanding more money for education. Isn't that something? A socialist country like that, where people on the dole, people getting socialist handouts, go on strike for a bigger handout. Amazing, isn't it? You reach your hand into the community chest, you start doling out the community largesse, and if people don't get enough of a share of somebody else's wealth, they go out and protest and strike. 800,000 people protested at high schools and universities. And police with water cannons and tear gas arrested more than 1,000. Velasco reiterated his commitment to the prudent fiscal policies as politicians from the governing coalition demanded he resign. A tough fight. He knew at the time that he was getting into a tough fight, said Ricardo Hoffman, who worked with Velasco at Harvard and runs the University Center, or CENTAR, for International Development, the Center for International Development. And he was very conscious that he was going to hold his ground because expansionary policies usually end in tears. Velasco set up funds to invest the copper windfall abroad, mostly in government bonds. He announced plans to spend the interest from savings on scholarships and helped Bachelet extend Social Security to 1.3 million people. At least he seems to be paying his way on this stuff. You know, socialism with intelligence, that's a novel twist. In his first 3 years in office, Velasco posted the biggest budget surpluses since the country returned to democracy, in 1990. In 2007, Chile became a net creditor for the first time since independence from Spain in 1810. Underscore that. Highlight that. Put it in bold type. Chile became a net creditor for the first time since independence from last Spain in 1810, and Velasco is going to be meeting on April the 25th with Benjamin Bernanke. Maybe he has something he needs to say to Bernanke. Last July, copper reached a record of $4.08 per pound, but by year-end, the central bank had built $23.2 billion of reserves. The government had $22.7 billion in offshore funds, and about $2.8 billion in its own holdings. Chile. Copper prices decline after the Lehman Brothers Holdings Inc.'s September the 15th bankruptcy sparked a global credit freeze. Velasco and the Gregorio had the equivalent of more than 30% of GDP available if needed to shore up Chile's banks and defend the peso. You talk about people delinking from the Northern Hemisphere. It's happening. Guy sounds like he's fairly intelligent. He has been vindicated, said Luis Ogones, head of Latin Americans research at J.P. Morgan Chase in New York, who studied under Velasco. As well as teaching economics, Velasco ran NYU's Latin American and Caribbean Studies Center, which allowed him to meet with politicians and writers from around the region. He has published two novels, including a satire about U.S. environmentalists trying to stop a dam in Chile, the Juarez Communes, Commonplaces, and Vox Populi, another one of his books, Vox Populi, The Voice of the People. Maybe we need to pay attention. Who is this man? Political dividends. Velasco's stimulus spending included 40,000 pesos. Notice he's into the stimulus spending, too. Of course, they all have to be now. IMF rules came out of G20. Everybody's in the giveaway program now. But Velasco's stimulus spending included 40,000 pesos. Of course, that's $68.41. We follow the pesos here every day. Just do the math. To 1.7 million families, poor families. And it has paid off politically. His approval ratings almost doubled to 57% in March from a low of 31% in August, according to Adimark GFK, whatever that is, a Santiago-based polling company. He is now the most well-liked member of the government, second only to the president at 62%. People finally understood what was behind his stinginess of earlier years, said Sebastian Edwards, a Chilean economist at the University of California, LA. That explains the rise in his popularity. Go back, reread in the Bible, and find out a little bit more of Joseph, the Joseph principle, the Grand Vizier. So much of this article reminds me of that part in the Bible. So anyway, in this first hour, we've gone further into the news than I would have ordinarily, but I think that that article is indicative of the kinds of things that are happening globally. If you didn't know that Velasco was so connected with the Ivy League America, and that he was, his father was thrown out of Chile by Pinochet, then these kind of articles would just go by the way. But Sebastian Boyd wrote a good article. I read it there this morning, and it was just like, well, I knew I wanted to talk about it. I didn't know I'd read the whole thing, but I think it was worth it. There are other ways to run economies than the ways that ours is being run into the ground. Sometimes an independent mind or someone can try something out And I think we have many people all across this country who have ideas that are just as sound and just as well established and just as well researched, if not better than, much of what's coming out of, you know, Timmy and Benny and Barry in the White House. Great whorehouse on the Potomac. We have lots of very intelligent people, and every single day we read more and more about these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that are being cast out of work. How many of these inbred grafters, these carpetbaggers, should be on the unemployment rolls, and how many of these people who have spent their nights and weekends with their noses in books and applying themselves and studying and actually being involved in government, actually being involved in business, actually being involved as inventors and designers, people all across the United States of America, 10 times, 20 times, 100 times more qualified to serve in these various posts. They can't seem to get anywhere. Largely it's because of this established two-party political system that serves as a flea comb to keep the intelligent people out of government. I'm not saying that some of the people in government are not intelligent, but there are a whole lot of people in government these days that seem to have just sold their souls to the highest bidder. And they've sold our birthright in the process, and I think they need to find a new place. Maybe they need to have an orange jumpsuit. Maybe we need to find a bunch of Swedes to build the Palace of Justice on the White House lawn and look north and get some sturdy hemp rope and maybe have the Boy Scouts do a knot tying classes on the lawn. And we can give 535 people a swing. I don't know where it's going to go. But as all of this heats up and the finances continue to melt down, there are going to be people like this Velasco, Andre Velasco, doing financial experiments in some of these underdeveloped or developing countries that might prove more prodigious and more intelligent than what we see coming out of Washington. We're moving into this End the Fed weekend coming up. There's going to be lots of people out rallying and protesting End the Fed. Well, surely we need to end the Fed. But that's just the beginning of sorrows. Folks, we'll be back for the start of second hour. Stay right with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh boy, we're back again. Welcome to the Thursday, April 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Lots to see on that website, all manner and sundry things. Be sure and look at the members area. I found out about that again last night. I'd forgotten to go there and visit it one more time, but there's a high-quality archives out there at 128K live streaming audio. Oracle membership is $9.99 per month. You save $60 if you sign up for a free year or sign up for a yearly subscription. With or without paid membership, everyone can sign up for the free Oracle newsletter to keep abreast of all the new shows, featured guests, promotions, and schedule. There's so much. Action packed. The whole website. If you haven't gone in and checked out all the pages lately, it's a very interesting and well-done website, one of the best I've seen out there. Once again, my name is William Roberts. We went through the financial news in the first hour, perhaps a little bit too much financial news, took the whole hour on it. What a blessing it is to have 2 hours of live radio. We can go into some of these various and sundry articles that we find and go into it in greater detail and don't have to feel as though we've got somebody stropping a razor in the background. Anyway, so in this hour, in the second hour of today's broadcast, we're going to go back and get into that philosophical radicalism that I really love to spend my time on. We'll go back into this idea of anarchy. As I said in the opening, from Bible to Bullets, anarchy is a political belief system. We transition from the concept of anarch, one that was opposed to these rulers and leaders, these archons, a codrus, this intergenerational family of leaders or rulers in the time of Greece and even in Jerusalem. We looked at the relationship there right out of the Bible and out of Strong's Concordance and finding the words in the time period 2,000 years ago where the grain of this idea of an anarch starts to come into play. Then we can follow it through the 2,000 years of history and bring it right into today. But where we left off yesterday was right about the 1850s, when so much was happening. In the philosophical radicals from the 1600s and through the early part of the 1800s, such a huge change. Ever since Martin Luther nailed his thesis, 95 thesis, to the door of the Wittenberg Church, and in effect crucified Christ afresh, driving a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom. And those are words, Christendom. Specific things that you can go and research and find out more about it, and you'll understand what I mean by driving a wooden hub right into the heart. It's like killing a beast. Christendom. The Roman Catholic Church. So, Martin Luther, but even Martin Luther, he kind of looks to me like a guy that was co-opted. Philip Melanchthon and Johann Reuchlin were the main drivers in the background. Reuchlin was the high-level Kabbalist, and his nephew Melanchthon, of course, they were both running under assumed names, fictitious identities. But it was from them that they, Melanchthon went down and met with the Calvin and the boys, and they came up with the Augsburg Confession. Of course, the real reformer in all of that, in my opinion, was Zwingli. Zwingli gave his life for the cause. Others didn't. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Hey,
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local, as our kind announcer said. So let's go back into it where we left off yesterday. Anarchism, a theory of social organization. So we go from this idea of against ruler or against the leader or against the synagogue of Satan, against an individual, and we morph this idea out bigger than that. And that's how it creeps in that anarchy and anarchism then starts to focus on organized government. But of course, as we mentioned yesterday, I think it was, or perhaps it was the day before, I don't know, I lost track. I'll let it go. Continuing. In doctrines, its doctrines, again, anarchism, its doctrines represent the extreme of individualism. We get involved with all of these isms. We get swept away in the isms, all the belief systems. But one of the things that I value most about all of these various and sundry encyclopedias and books that I've collected over the years is you can go back when you come across one of these things, you hear something coming down the pike in the news that you remember that you'd read about in the past, and you go back in and you look at them and you start drawing similarities out to things that have happened over and over and over and over again. And many of these isms just kind of have lives of their own. They just keep crawling out of the woodwork. Every generation, it seems. But anarchism, as an ism, a theory of social organization, again, in the time that this was written back in 1951, it is said that it only had about a million adherents. Look at the difference between the million adherents to anarchism and the billions that follow Christianity. Look at the million people here in the 50s that would perhaps be called adherents to the concept or the ism of anarchism, and the 1.3 million Ron Paul voters in the presidential preference primary. Anarchism is kind of like a background thing, but a lot of very important people subscribe to the theory. We'll find out a little bit more of that as we go into it. It looks upon, again, then there's also this, it represents the extreme of individualism. And we can do a whole talk on individualism, maybe as a follow-on to this. But it looks upon all law and government as invasive. And we can see that today. All law and government as invasive. How many have read Frederick Bastiat's The Law? You'll find a lot of that in Murray Rothbard. You'll find it in the writings of Ludwig von Mises, the von Mises Institute. Government as invasive. All law and government. Law and government are like the obverse and reverse are like Siamese twins, of course. Government are instituted among men to protect the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and they do it through the laws. But laws, as we found out, arise out of the customs and the traditions of men and nations. Been doing a talk on nations on another network, but this idea of nations, law and government is invasive. The twin sources whence flow nearly all the evils extant in society. Law and government. It therefore advocates the abolition of all government as we today understand the term. That's important. I received a really good email over the weekend. Very philosophic in itself, very radical in itself. Captured my attention for the best part of an hour. I went through and read it over again a couple of times. But it's important, this idea of government as we today understand the term. Words have meanings, and their meanings are important, and their meanings change over time. And from Aristotle's Politics, and we'll go there if we have time today, but from Aristotle's Politics, I learned right out of his book, written so long ago, 2,500 years basically, that in a republic, the Constitution is the government. It's a piece of paper. It's a framework. It's a form. It's a layout. It's a style. It's not the men. It's not the representatives. It's a piece of paper. So government as we today understand the term. Dog's wanting in. She's going to have to wait to the break. Okay. So as we understand the term, save that originating in voluntary cooperation. Now we had our guest Galen Chadwick came on, and we talked about this well-fed neighbor alliance, the voluntary cooperation of people feeding themselves in a somewhat barter exchange period. We heard from him as he reported that during the Depression, many of the people here in the Southwest Missouri in the Ozarks, on this Ozark Plateau, some from the outside would look and say, oh my, they're so poor, they have no money. And yet others that lived here did well without any money and never realized they were poor until they were told. So there's a lot to that. Anarchists do not conceive of a society without order, but of an order arising out of the law of association, preferably through self-governing groups. For it may be said that with here and there an exception, anarchists regard mankind as gregarious. Here's a quote. Our object is to live without government and without law, close quote, said L.A.C. Reclus, the eminent geographer, and in his day the leading anarchist of France. We're repeating a little bit from yesterday. You know, I've read some places that within 24 hours, you're going to forget everything that you heard, 90% of what you've heard today, retaining only about 10%. So a little repetition is good to nail it down. At a time when we have, like the Missouri Information Analysis Center, writing these treatises. I'm sure they didn't. Southern Poverty Law Center looks like they wrote it to me, but, you know, the ADL and all the rest of that, that's my opinion. It's also the opinion of many of the other bloggers. Nevertheless, and they're pointing their fingers at specific groups of Americans saying, oh, this bunch of anarchists, these bunch of rebels, you know, philosophical radicals. And yet we're a nation of radicals. We were founded in philosophical radicalism. You know, the real radicals, the real anarchists are the ones in Washington, not the ones on the Ozark Plateau. Let's go into this a little further again. Anarchists do not ignore the enormous economies resulting from the law of association, but they insist that the law will be better served in a state of freedom and in the absence of all compulsion. Put the whip down. We get along just fine here without the whip. Thank you. Well, so they believe then, they believe that everything now done by the state can be better done by voluntary or associative effort, and that no restraint upon conduct is necessary because of the natural tendency of mankind in a state of freedom to respect the rights of the individual. The repression of crime, where crime might arise, could be safely left to spontaneously created organizations such as the vigilance committees, again, you have the committees of safety, Edward and Vieira, Walter Reddy, and the others now coming on with that concept again. But the vigilance committees in early California, where no state government existed. Of course, you can do a sidebar there, and we can talk about the rise of parliamentary procedure. General Henry M. Roberts. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you.
And we're back once again, cruising into this article here. It's actually a write-up, a whole compendium of stuff that I'm putting together on this idea of anarchy. And I don't write books, but I do put together, these are like copy books, an old concept, something that most people don't do anymore in school or other places. But back in the days of the inns, the court, the inner temple, the barristers and all that rot in England, Oxford, Christchurch and that, and here in the United States as well, when you would go to school, you would put together copy books. It was because, first of all, you couldn't afford the books yourself, so you copied out of the books, but you also kept all your lecture notes and things. So, you know, here in our little homeroom, homeschool classroom of the air, internet homeschool classroom, I like to think of these various write-ups that I do as my copy book. I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages along this line where you just go through and break out the words and follow out the information and build your understanding around various things. And some time back when I first went in, and there's a lot on the internet about anarchy and anarchism, once you start, you know, getting in and doing your Google Scroogle or Web Ferret or Dogpile or however you browse around, there's a lot out there. And there are modern movements as well. But, like almost every one of these isms that start out one way, they get twisted. That worm comes into the apple, they get taken over by others. Here, in the view of Prince Kropotkin, the leading Russian anarchist, no case for litigation would arise after we had, quote, abolished the present system of class privilege and the unjust distribution of wealth produced by labor that creates and fosters crime. So now this Prince Kropotkin comes into play, and we move away from the basic natural law intelligence of expressed perhaps by Alexei Reclus, and we start to turn towards a different understanding of what anarchism is or could be and how it's played out. To quote further from Kropotkin, here's the quote, we're nurtured from our birth to believe that we must have government. And I've talked about that before. There's no time that I've ever found, even though he's going to make a claim to the contrary, there's no time that I've ever found in recorded history, at least those records that have been preserved and handed down through the generations, no time or no people or no point on the planet where there wasn't government. Man being the social animal that he is, as and the political animal that he is, as Aristotle said, we don't do particularly well by ourselves. Individuals don't do particularly well by themselves. And so they kind of cluster up a bit. And as I mentioned, I believe yesterday or the last time we spoke on it, we looked at the mountain man. I mean, how are you going to get more rugged than that, eh? The trappers, not only did they have to deal with the red man whose land they were trespassing upon and fishing upon and hunting pelts upon, but they also had to deal with the weather and everything else, and so they would gang up about a dozen or more of them, sometimes just two or threes, but usually they went in a large string, and then they'd split up when they got to the headwaters, got into the Beav water, and then they would winter over. But every year they came back out and had rendezvous, and they restocked their larder, bought new traps, bought more flour, got more tobacco, got more lard, and other things like that, and went back into the woods again. We can be self-reliant. That's what the trappers were doing in the winter. They were self-reliant. They were relying on themselves, upon their skills, on their abilities to forage and hunt and add to their food supplies, their ability to make wood, make fire, make some kind of a cabin or some kind of a hobbit hole where they could hang out for the winter in the snow and whatnot. But they were not self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency is one of those terms. It's a slippery sliding slope. It's obfuscatory. We need to be aware of that. So continuing here again, We are nurtured from birth to believe that we must have government. Yet the history of man proves to the contrary. And I would ask this Prince Kropotkin to point to that particular people on the planet Earth at whatever time he's thinking of that could, in history, prove the opposite. I've not found it, and I've looked. When small bodies or parts of humanity broke down the powers of their rulers and resumed some part of their foreordained freedom, some small bodies or parts, you see, these are independent. And I don't care whether it's just six of y'all, the big guy usually gets his way, especially around the dinner table. Continuing here, there were always epochs of the greatest progress economically and intellectually. So he's kind of mixing things up in here. And so it's kind of perverting the truth. In the direct relation to the freedom of the individual, he advances. Now, if we go back and look at the time of the philosophical radical founding of this country, where, as I like to say, you step out of the boat, they step out of the longboat ashore, and their foot comes down on the sandy beach or the rocky beach, depending on what part of the eastern seaboard they stepped onto. And you look from to the left, and as far as you can see, it's seashore and sand dunes and trees back away from the tide area. And as far as the right, you see the same thing, and there's nothing but all that in front of you. And that's kind of how our ancestors came over here, and that's where they started. But it was all of that natural resources, all of that untapped land that laid out there that helped them to be self-reliant in groups. It's not like Europe. It wasn't like places in Asia where, or in other parts of the globe where people had existed for centuries and centuries and centuries. Every little burg and shire, stone walls every place. All the cows you could buy if you had the money to buy it, and horses too, and goats and sheep and pigs and the whole thing. Now, these guys were getting off a boat, starting from square one. So, of course, we had a tremendous amount of prosperity. When you're in a situation like that, remember yesterday we were talking a little bit about polygamy. When you're trying to settle and people a land, a lot of those old formal fuddy-duddies just kind of fall by the wayside and reason takes over. We need more and more children here. The more children we can have, the quicker we can have them, the better. And so the women would bear a child every year as long as they could continue to do so, and the families would grow up that way. And as soon as the daughters were old enough, they'd marry off. So you get a little Smithtown and Jonestown and all of the other tones and tones rapidly growing up, wherever you might find two water courses in confluence, any place that you could crib up some kind of a water mill or whatever. So things move quickly, and they spread a lot. And so Kropotkin here, looking, I think, kind of myopically at history, is correct when he says that when small bodies or parts of humanity broke down the powers of their rulers and resumed some part of their foreordained freedoms, there were always epochs of the greatest progress economically and intellectually in the direct relation to the freedom of the individual he advances. And there is truth in that if we can rightly understand it. But it only happens from time to time to time. It's not an ongoing thing. Early attempts at mutualism were those of W. Thompson in England and J. Warren in the United States. In 1827, Warren opened a time store in Cincinnati where labor was exchanged for hour for hour in different kinds of goods. So this is a barter community, but you're exchanging your labor directly for goods. Well, the only difference there is you don't have a medium of exchange. Add the money, and you don't need to exchange labor for goods. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we're going to jump ahead a little bit and go back. We've already covered yesterday the introduction to who Proudhon is, and so we'll just jump past that and come back down and drop into this article a little deeper. The propaganda by action. Propaganda by action, as it is termed, by which it is hoped to inspire such dread and horror as to compel the adoption of measures of social amelioration or perhaps to overthrow the overthrow of the state itself, has borne abundant fruit in the attempted assassination of Emperor William in 1878, in the attempt upon the life of the German princes in 1883, the assassination of President Carnot of France in 1894, of the Empress Elizabeth of Austria in 1898, of King Humbert of Italy in 1900, and President McKinley by a guy named Lazgas in the autumn of 1901. Other anarchist crimes were the throwing of a bomb in the French Chamber of Deputies in 1893 by Valiant, the bomb explosion in Paris caused by Emile Henry in 1894, the attempts by Lipschitz on the then Prince of Wales at Brussels in 1900, the attempt on the lives of the King and Queen of Spain on their wedding day in 1906, and the murder of King George of Greece on 18 March of 1913. Now, in all of these, we can see the real root of anarch without ruler. These were all striking at those archons, those archists. None of these were striking against government per se. This is anarch. But anarchism is something different. It goes back, and like we said yesterday, the 1776 writings of, it's called the Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison in my library. And in it we find that the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt and the bunch, were opposed to all forms of government and all, they wanted the abolition of religion, church, belief in God. But always and every time, although they championed for the abolition of all government, they proposed a government. And the abolition of all religion, and they propose a religion. So it's away with everything but me. Away with all forms of order and control except ours. So it really is just a this for that exchange. When we talk about the abolition of the established two-party political system on Become Vocal Local, I believe it's something we must do. It's not to advocate the creation of a one-party state. That's a different party system, and it's still a party. As I have to say, if one pill makes you sick and two pills makes it worse, then what benefit can there possibly be in taking 2 or 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 or 128? More of a bad thing is just more bad. It doesn't ever get you to the right conclusion. It doesn't ever get to a solution. As Aristotle said, just as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. We started out on the right foot. The constitutions for all the several states and the constitution of the federal compact does not have any inclusion in it or provision for the creation of political parties. The founders warned against the creation of parties and allowing parties and factions and combinations to get too much control, too much strength, too much power. They should be put down or quelled as soon as possible, because they diminish the freedom in a free society. Anyway, much to that. That's another topic for another day. The Haymarket tragedy of 1886. Now we're starting to get into this airs, this hippy-dippy weatherman. We're trying to kind of start coming into the idea of where Barry the Usurper and his allegiance lies in this anarcho-syndicalist kind of a mentality. But the Haymarket tragedy of 1886 in Chicago, by which a number lost their lives in an explosion from a bomb thrown by some unknown hand. You always have to track out these unknown hands. We know so much now, much more about these various and sundry false flag terror events. The CIA up to its neck in all of this stuff. MI5, MI6, Mossad, and the rest of them. But the Haymarket tragedy of 1886 in Chicago, by which a number lost their lives in an explosion thrown by some unknown hand, and which resulted in the trial and conviction of 7 professed teachers of anarchism in that city for the gallows, 2 to life imprisonment and 1 to a term of 15 years, aroused the attention of the whole civilized world. Much the way of the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center complex aroused the attention of the whole civilized world. It is now seen after the lapse of years that these men, even if dangerous to the community, were convicted more largely by the existing state of public terror than by any actual evidence. 17 Arabs with box cutters, maybe? Excuse me, honey, pass the burqa. Brother. The fact that the pardon of the 3 who escaped the gallows was petitioned for after the terror of the time had died away by some of the most prominent citizens of Chicago is proof of the change that public mind underwent regarding the accused. With these acts of murder and vengeance, the purely economic doctrines of anarchism have of course no relation. So we can use this big broad brush and we can call terrorism. Terrorism. Put out the MIAC reports and call it, anarchism, militias, nasty patriots. But when you get down to the bottom of it, it always just comes back to a bunch of fluff and nonsense. The propaganda of action, again, this is this new twist in the anarchist philosophy theory. the propaganda of action is repudiated by those who are sometimes termed philosophical anarchists, to distinguish them from the revolutionary wing. So we have this development, this change from anarchs into a theory known as anarchism. But as we learn from Peter Drucker in his concept of corporations, whenever you have an instrument, you see there's a public need, and there's some tool that's created to satisfy that need. Back in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, it was turning against the archons, the archist, and trying to turn out those individual rulers. That's an instrument. And then in modern times, we have the instrument here of anarchism as it comes along. All of these various emperors and empresses and presidents being assassinated as the anarchists rail against the machine, trying to perhaps point to various members of the Illuminati or members of the Rosicrucians or the Holy Roman Empire or the Jesuits or Zionists, you name it. You turn your angst against one kind of people, one type of people, Jews and gypsies and all the rest. Irishmen, oh, those Irishmen, and them Germans. I'd have damn Danes. You see, we get swept away in this. Go back to Thomas Paine where he says, you know, governments are organized, you know, for war. They're created out of combines and cartels organized for war. And when they excite themselves with having war on their neighbors, then they look into the inland, they look inward, and they visit war upon their own people. All of these various and sundries, but the propaganda of action, you know, Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century, this is the propaganda of action. And as I like to say, knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. Again, I've studied these people so I can understand some of the things that we need to use to get people motivated to actually do something. The propaganda of action. It can be a good thing. It's a tool. It's an instrument. But when we turn our tools and our instruments into institutions, then according to Drucker, the laws of institution take over. And it goes into a timeline, a decline, a decay. And it corrupts. And it corrupts absolutely. And we're seeing some of that institutionalized crime corrupting and decaying today in our own government. Dropping down a little bit further, with the policy of propaganda by action in this country is linked to the name of Johann Most, M-O-S-T, Johann, a former member of the German Reichstag. In France, that of Charles Malato. Here's a quote from him: I love and admire valiance. Well, we'll have to pick it up on the other side. I can hear the break coming. Stay with us.
Would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we're back once again here. So going through the last, entering into the last segment of today's broadcast. And again, covering upon some of the material that we covered yesterday. You know, if we, you know, like they say, you take one step forward and two steps back, that, you know, you're going to keep going backwards. But if you can take two steps forward and one step back, then you can move ahead slowly. And going through some of this stuff that I like to talk about on the air. And I know that, you know, for some people, it doesn't have enough, zip and zing and zim, and so they, you know, look for something that is 60-second sound bites. But there's so much material that I can bring out from my library along this line to help us to understand some of the places that we have been in the past and some of the places that we need to go in the future and some of the places that we're being led. And as I like to say, you know, if you're not involved in government at some level, if it's not going to be your system, then it's simply going to be a system that's designed by someone else. Whether you like using Robert's Rules of Order in a deliberative assembly or whether you don't, you either know it and use it, or you're just simply ruled by it. And so there are the various tools that we can add to our treasure chest, if you will, our war chest, mental tools that we can use to analyze the events that are happening around us and the broader base of knowledge that we have when we do combine our knowledge with action and really realize the power that lies in the people, then we perhaps will make right decisions at the right time. And as Mike Chambers on his broadcast has said many times, you know, in this time period, there's failure is not an option here. We need to be making right decisions and moving forward properly. We've got the 2010 election coming straight on us, but we've got elections between now and then. We just had one here locally on the 7th. And as I reported, there are very few people even turned out. You know, what happens is if you have an election and no one turns out? I'll tell you what you get. More of the same, because whoever wants to have that power will just write themselves in on the ballot and bingo, bango, they're it. And it could have been you. And with what you know, then you can go into your towns and into your councils and the boards and stuff like that, and you can start to apply the things you know and bring reason into this world of the insane. So continuing along here, we look at more from the last little bit of this article out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951. And it goes along this line. All great progress has been paid for by streams of blood. And maybe I should back it up a little bit and pick up the whole quote. This is Enrico Malatesta, an anarchist like Kropotkin of noble family. Why do we have these nobles acting as anarchists? There's a lot to that. But when we came out of the feudal system in the time that, in the 1770s, and the time that the Illuminati was formed by Weishaupt and the others, we came out of the feudal system. There were a lot of nobility that didn't have anything to do. And so they joined the holy orders and they joined in military bands and things like that. And made their money because, you know, even they have to eat. Just because you're noble, if your house is broke, you're still looking for a job. And so they use their connections and their bloodlines and all of that to find things to do. And so some of them turn to this anarchist idea. But as continuing here from this Malatesta, an anarchist like Kropotkin of a noble family, here's his quote, "It seems to me that in the natural order of evolution, violence has as much a place as the eruption of a volcano. All great progress has been paid for by streams of blood. I cannot see how the present conditions based upon force can be changed in any other way than by force. And as long as they use force against us, we must, in self-defense, employ violent means." We learn a little something from the past. As Proudhon was the father of anarchistic individualism, Kropotkin was indisputably the father of anarchistic communism. Theoretic anarchism, for some time subsequent to the advent of its French founder, was rigidly individualist. Max Stirner, a follower of Proudhon in Germany, whose philosophy was more of a blank negation than that of his master, pushed the ego to a point where it more resembled a character than a dogma. And Bakunin hated the idea of communism, but in Kropotkin, it must be said that the idea of property reached its disappearing point, and the ideal of anarchism becomes at last purely communistic. So we have to be very careful of the things that we embrace and read between the lines and understand that there are something, you know, like they say, there's something borrowed and something new, something old, something blue. There are things that we can find out of the past that will be useful for us today. But at the same time, we've got to have our clear power of discernment to be able to look past the isms into freedom. Or we accomplish nothing. If we can't look into a time of ever greater measures of freedom, if we cannot continue this American Revolution, if you will, not the War of Independence, that you can timeline. I'm talking about the American Revolution, away from monarchs, away from the archas, the oligarchs, etc. The great black nobility of Europe, the bloodlines, away from that. And into a system where in America the Constitution is the king. We don't have the rule of law any longer. We have the reign of law in this country. The legalism. In the rise of statism. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law. Returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And so we find ourselves in this time of legal positivism, as the positivists move us away from all things metaphysical, all things theological. We move away from the idea of a created universe and the laws of nature and nature's God, if we must. Into this idea that whatever the prince says has the force of law. The parties in the media tell you that Barry the usurper is the president, and everybody goes, amen, God bless America. Though he's not qualified to serve at all. So we come under the reign of law, under the jackboot of law, not under the rule of law. There's no justice in an unjust system, nor can there be. There are always those that are working to gain power. The whole idea of the established political parties, as we've gone over time and time again, is always about power and not about freedom. In freedom, we can pursue happiness. We can experience the equality of opportunity, where we're all equally able to try and equally able to fail. And when we fail and fall down and skin up our knees and go broke, we get up again and we try it again. Anybody ever bought a car and washed it and waxed it and fixed it all up and put a new engine in it and got it all running really good and take it out to the drag strip and light that puppy up as the Christmas trees come down and you hit a guardrail alongside it as you go sideways on the track and all of your work goes onto a trailer and home in boxes of parts and pieces? You had the opportunity to try. We had an equal opportunity. Everybody can pay the entrance fee and get in line. But sometimes cars crash. Sometimes our plans crash. And we have to start over again. But nobody's there to bail you out. The whole idea of state-sponsored insurance programs has to come into question. These monopolies that somehow or another you can climb into an automobile and travel at 70, 80, 90 miles an hour with impunity. If there was no insurance in this country and you were accountable and you knew you would be held accountable for any damage you caused with your automobile, you might be a little bit more prudent and take a little bit more time driving it and drive appropriately. But with this false security that's built up, every single day goes by in the newspaper and you read about somebody else who's driven off the road, gone upside down, and killed themselves along the roadway somewhere, running into an oak tree or a fence, or crossed the line and killed a bunch of people in an oncoming car. Folks, there's a lot to learn, a lot to think about. Have a great day. I'll be back again tomorrow. Good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.